I am loving. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To be fair, we do have the tape of the guy from Fox apologizing.
Good.
The pasty John Gibson.
Now it's time for my word. I have received comments regarding remarks I made on my radio show the other night after the shocking death of Heath Ledger. I'm sorry that some took my comments as anti-gay and insensitive. I'm aware that Ledger has a family and many fans who were grief-stricken by his sudden death. As I speak, a crowd is gathering at the funeral home where Ledger services will be held. Those who knew him say he was a good actor and a loving dad, and what happened to him was terrible, but was evidently an accident. Once again, to anyone offended by my comments, I'm sorry. But I'm also sorry.
False.
No longer alive and with us. That is my word.
That answer is false.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was the classic. I apologize to anyone that was offended.
Right? Yeah, I'm sorry that you were offended by my words.
Right. Hello!
Right, dickface.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, what have we here?
That was funny.
Everything is funny to you, Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
A comedian. Isn't he a comedian?
Not funny.
That is so true, Dick.
That bitch!
Hey, that was a man.
Why?
Absolutely. I don't know. The tapes are out of control today.
Why?
Larry, calm down. Why do you always have to ask why?
That was funny.
It was not funny, Larry. You were asking why. I didn't think it was funny.
Why do you favor rape?
I don't, Larry, and I'm sick of you asking me.
I like rape.
You know something? I don't need you either, Chris.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
That's the biscuit I'm trying to eat, Chris.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here he is. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Green Bay checking in.
Hi there, Green Bay.
The whole state? The whole town, I mean? The whole area?
The whole thing. I am just crazy nuts for you guys, and I have not forgotten you. I love you guys so much. And I was listening the other day when you were talking about the Super Shan, and it took me back to the O.J. McKay story. And, God, that was just good stuff.
That was really good. That would have been a good call about 10 years ago.
O.J. McKay.
When we were talking about that. But thank you. He's one of the people that's listening on a time machine.
That's right. Sounded like a radio guy, too. Sounded a little bit like a radio guy.
Not a bit like from the station we got canned at in Green Bay.
Hey, I missed you guys.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Colin Hanks was in Band of Brothers. He was that retarded-looking lieutenant standing in the corner the whole time.
Oh, yeah, that was a Tom Hanks production.
Oh, was Band of Brothers Tom Hanks?
Yeah, that was Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg.
All right.
I think.
What about Bosom Buddies?
Classic.
Yeah, very.
That answer is false.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, I'm so glad we got one thing out of that TV show before it gets canceled.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? I was calling about.
Did you lose your train of thought?
No. I was actually calling. No, I was calling about what you guys were talking about the other day with Heath Ledger and about how he was taking. the actor. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.
So close. So far away.
Hello there, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Good afternoon, radio guys. I'm just was listening at the beginning of that Gibson tape. He says some people were offended by some remarks I made on my radio show.
Yeah, you know, I was taken aback by
that. Was radio.
I think it wasn't radio to begin with.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was radio.
Well, as always, we should have deferred to you, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't know.
It was radio.
But
I wasn't going to make a big deal about it.
Okay. All right.
You should have.
Why?
Well, because now we all look like idiots.
I don't.
That's true.
You say a lot of stuff that's not right, though.
But yeah,
honestly. You say something that is right.
Yeah, but you know what? Doesn't that fall into the category of why should I make a big deal about it? If I had said to you, no, it's absolutely radio, you would have looked at me and you said, no, it's TV. And I said, no, absolutely radio.
I promise I would not have because.
Well, I wouldn't have made a big deal of it.
But it sounded to me like weird with the guy that's what I mentioned.
Don't worry about it. I do that all the time.
But say what's absolutely true all the time.
And then don't make a big deal about it.
I know you do. And I also know that you're the nicest to people on the phone. Because you said that earlier today.
That answer is false.
Yeah. Oh. F me. That's all I have to say. F me.
Come on. Why F you?
F me. No.
I mean, I don't mean F you, but why F
me? That was just a general exclamation of F me.
Oh, is that just your
general? You know, when you say that, you know what you say? It's almost like a sigh. It's like a verbal sigh.
Uh-huh. Anyway, yes.
No, all I did, when I read about that thing that John Gibson, it said it on his, and it's confusing because it says Fox News Radio, apparently is... You know, I guess one of those...
I can't read.
I can't. I'm going to learn to read.
I can't read.
His apology was on television.
I don't know.
I think it was.
I don't know about that.
How about that?
I don't know either.
That is something. Again.
Shut up, Rob. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, have you heard anything about the fire in Vegas here?
Yes. Ooh, that looks scary.
The Monte Carlo, yeah.
Did you see the pictures of that?
No.
Like the very top floor of the Monte Carlo is...
I heard John Gibson's TV show's on fire.
It's on fire. It looks scary. I mean, if you were...
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
So what's on fire in
Vegas? Kind of starts three rows from the top in a small section of the hotel, but then at the very on the roof of the hotel, it continues on to half of the hotel, and it looks very scary.
Five floors of
They finally got it contained, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
And fortunately, nobody was hurt, even though at one time, I understand there were four people trapped on the roof, but everybody's okay.
What's the hotel again?
The Monte Carlo.
Top of the strip.
The roof is on fire. The roof.
The roof. The roof is on fire.
Well, I'm the nutty professor.
I just remember that from that movie.
Sherman.
Hercules.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hello.
You should identify the show as most people know. Hello, Stupid Radio.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Stupid Radio. Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were talking to me.
Yes, hey, you're a chick that kind of talks like this, like a radio guy.
Did you lose your train of thought?
How's it going, sister?
It's going great.
Super.
I just want to tell you, I've been through a rough time these last couple of weeks, and listening to you has really helped me get through it.
I hope it wasn't like TMJ or something with your jaw.
No.
Temporomandibular.
I have a facial issue.
A facial issue?
You do have
a full facial.
What is your facial issue, if we could be so bold?
I have golden heart syndrome. I kind of look like I have Down syndrome, but I have kind of a brain sometimes.
Wait, can we ask some more questions?
You have what?
Sure.
You have what syndrome?
Golden heart syndrome.
Golden heart syndrome.
Rob,
where's the
freak show music?
It's a genetic disorder.
Oh, it's a genetic disorder, but you're not retarded.
No. Well, most of the time I'm not.
Most of the time you're not. Okay.
What percentage of the time are you retarded?
About 25%.
We got her beat.
Is one of the symptoms sounding like Carol Channing?
Yeah. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
What is the name of your
syndrome? Your guys.
What is the name of your syndrome? Hello.
And I also wanted to tell you that Colin Hanks was also on Roswell and had a little spot on that thing to do.
I didn't understand it.
You want a clue? Anything?
He was on Roswell. He was on Roswell.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, now I'm really sorry I brought Colin Hanks up.
Tell me the name of your syndrome again.
I'm sorry?
Tell me the name of your syndrome again.
Golden Heart. All one word is G-O-L-D-E-N-H-A-R.
Golden Heart.
Golden Heart.
And you said it's related to Down syndrome?
Sister Golden Heart.
I kind of look like I have Down syndrome, but it's really related.
Oh, well, that's got to be a bonus for you.
I have a personality. It gets me by.
Right.
You just look like you have Down syndrome, but you don't have Down syndrome. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Could you get into the Special Olympics and cheat?
I could cheat my way through, but, you know, I'm kind of one of the obvious types.
Have you ever used that to your advantage, like been in a store and done that thing where you pretend like you're retarded?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Good for you.
So do we.
Me and my friend Chris do that. She acts like she's my mom. And I go, I want candy right now. And
good for you.
All the time.
I love that.
That is too good. I like that. Well, I'd say use it every chance you can get.
How old are you, honey?
I'm 27.
You can use it all the time. You can get better seats at games. You can do that all the
time.
Get
away with murder.
You can walk through the, frankly, you can pull a Winona Ryder. You walk right out of Macy's carrying something. The thing goes beep, beep, beep. And you're like,
I forgot.
That's scaring me.
I didn't steal it. I think you should use that.
I've been trying that one of these days.
I mean, if you're somebody that has a syndrome that makes you look like you have Down syndrome, I would use it like a toilet.
Now, does your does your body from the neck down look like Down syndrome? Or?
No, it's pretty normal.
Now, which side of your face is affected? It's usually one side, isn't it?
It is. It's bilateral. It's my right side.
Right.
It's the right side.
My right side kind of pushed up a little.
How's your body, honey?
My body's pretty nice, actually.
Dragon body.
Hey, everybody. I have a question. Hey, who's turned on now? She comes on like a
rose. Who do you think?
I am, Mike.
Everybody knows.
Welcome to Woody City. Do you get it regular?
Do I get what regular?
Sex.
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You got a regular boyfriend for
you? I'm actually gay. I'm gay, but yeah, I get sex pretty regular.
Oh, you're gay, too.
Gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you look like a Down syndrome lesbian.
Let me ask you something. Being a gay woman, when you're feasting on yeast, does your facial deformity help you in any way? You understand
it makes it very hard.
Oh, it makes it harder.
Yeah. My tongue is retarded.
Your tongue is retarded.
That'd be a good thing.
But you've got a special lady in your life?
No, just a few,
a few booty calls?
Yeah.
Friends.
She must be a special lady and a very special girl. Is exciting girl special?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
She must be a special lady and a very exciting girl.
Gotta be a special lady because she got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I was like a soul. This is for you, honey. From the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
You sexy bitch, you. Sing it, Chris.
Desmond has a barrow in the marketplace. Molly used to sing it in the band.
How old is this album now?
Molly, timeless?
I don't know.
And Molly says this as she takes him by the hand. Oh, black D, oh, black guy, life goes on.
Where's some Chris?
Life goes on.
She's singing with Chris Berg. Where's Chris Berg, though? Too much background singing.
Desmond takes a trolley to the jewelry store.
Corky.
Buys a 20-carat gold earring.
There it is.
Is that a phone ringing actually in the song?
When he says golden ring.
Hi, Joe.
The golden ring.
Hi, Joe.
Well, you sound like a happy lady.
You are.
Thank
funny.
You. I just want to say thank you guys for, helping me through my rough time. And
oh, God bless you.
I just want to say I see you.
Hey, can you say diamonds are a girl's best friend and do it really like slowly?
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
God bless you.
Pretty good.
Mike, I wanted to say some...
are you trying to get Bill Murray out of her?
Yeah, Caddyshack, some of that...
All right, repeat after me. I see you, Mrs. Craig.
That's the name.
What, say that again, I'm sorry?
Say really, really like you're real sneaky, like say, I see you, Mrs. Craig.
I see you, Mrs. Craig.
You're wearing green so you can hide.
You're wearing green so you can hide.
You're a tramp.
You what?
You're a tramp.
I can't understand you.
Okay,
try this one. Just say.
I'm sorry.
Say, Cinderella story. Cinderella boy.
Cinderella boy.
You're, I'm a boy?
Say, no. Just say,
I think maybe her retarded is kicking in now.
Say, Cinderella boy.
Cinderella boy.
Say it more retarded. Now.
You want me to repeat it?
No, we want you to eat it.
This will sound good. Repeat after me. About to become the Masters champion.
About to become the Masters champion.
Very nice.
That's quite good.
Wow.
And now, even though it doesn't make sense, would you please say, would you like a Fresca Danny?
Would you like a Fresca Danny?
You can call us anytime.
Makes no sense.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye-bye, honey. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Fresca Danny. I like it when you give the Bill Murray lines to Fresca Danny. Bill Murray could have had all the lines in that movie.
He could have.
He did all the lines.
He did all the good lines. Yes. Wasn't that movie like
Not,
all ad lib?
That was a cocaine joke.
Oh, he did all the lines.
Did all there the lines. Everyone.
I get jokes.
Yeah, with Rodney, right? Right? Rodney was coked up in that movie, right?
Rodney did lots of cocaine, right?
But he was fat, right?
Yeah, he was fat back then.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. How fat guys
been? Radio guys. Out?
Hello, Donna Mike. What's happening?
Hey, I had a couple of comments to make. Hey, what's that tape that you guys have of that lady that says, you know, that bitch?
I was someone speaking about your mom.
Oh!
I mean, I'm sorry I don't have a funny comeback. It's just, it's a generic you bitch.
Okay, I didn't know if it was one of the broadcasters you guys ranted about.
We got
that
it off one of the
bitch!
We got it off one of the local newscasts.
Okay. Hey, also the other day I'm on the show and you guys had those celebrities that wouldn't even make a splash. You guys missed the TV icon of the '90s. I mean, RuPaul.
Welcome to this segment of We Have Nothing to Say to Him.
I'm surprised, Mike. Normally, you're the first to point it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday afternoon.
And we're approaching 0 hour.
After yeah.
five.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being at a party with that guy?
Oh, God.
Can I?
It's been there.
Hey, you didn't mention RuPaul.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ow! Loud. Hurts ears. Wow. Must hang up soon. Hello. Must hang up now.
It's the ocean.
Oh, it was that person calling from a lovely Tahitian waterfall.
Mission Gavin. Mission aborted.
Yeah. Yes, Cherie.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.